Our news department has a visiting journalist this year, Jürgen Klemm, who's a professional broadcaster from Estonia. His nation borders Russia. In fact, Estonia was part of the Soviet Union until 1991. Jürgen has seen allegations of Russian involvement in the U.S. election, and he heard President Trump's statements about NATO. We can learn a lot from Jürgen, so we're debuting a new segment today. It's called Ask an Estonian.
Estonia is a small country in a northeastern part of Europe. So actually, we're not that far away from the States because there's only one country in between, that's Russia. Well, it has been a complicated history for the hobbit neighboring the giant. At one point, Estonia was a part of the Russian Empire. We gained our independence after the First World War. Then we lost it after the Second World War, as we did lose a lot of people to the war and the Soviet repressions and mass deportations. Then came the Cold War, and we regained our independence in the 90s. But lately, it feels again as if the eastern neighbor is trying to jump the fence again. And I'm not talking about the Russian people. They must be one of the nicest people, and it's one of the richest and most sophisticated cultures. But it's the state, the Russian state, the Vladimir Putin regime. Well, even the fact that there is quite a big Russian community here in San Francisco and not an American community in, say, St. Petersburg, I believe this illustrates the fact that this state, the Russian state, may be unpleasant even for its own people. When I was in Europe for the holidays, of course the media and the people, they did talk about the Trump campaign and the presidential elections and the scandals and the possible connections between Trump's team and Putin's regime. But the most important question, I would say, for people in Eastern Europe, it isn't a Brexit or Trump or the German or the French elections. It's the question maybe that even people don't have the guts to speak out loud is, would we be able to stand alone on our own? There's a lot of disappointment in Eastern Europe. Take, for example, Ukraine and Crimea, the annexation of Crimea. Ukraine, they gave away their nuclear arsenal after the Cold War, and in exchange, they were guaranteed their independence and territorial integrity. And now, a few years ago, they were left on their own. What has changed for me as an Estonian? Well, when the Baltic states and Estonia were accepted to the NATO alliance, that was in 2004, I thought that this question is off the table, that we are a part of the Western democratic civilization as we want it to be. But now, after 6 months looking at it from a distance, from San Francisco, I've come to realize that maybe we are the only ones who see it this way, that it seems to be that the Baltic states, it's still a gray area. I have been following the past US elections from the very beginning as a journalist back in Europe and since June here in San Francisco. I have seen it since Mr. President was only one of the many Republican candidates. And what I have seen is it's one compromise after another. Well, you know, he isn't a party member, but we can let him in the race. Well, it's not exactly political debate as we know it, but the true Republicans will surely beat him in the next round. Well, we know nothing about his finances, but he is the party nominee. Well, his words and actions are morally and ethically unacceptable, but he is the only chance to win. And don't get me wrong on this. There were many compromises made on the Democrats' side also. So if you would ask an Estonian, what do you think about the new president of the United States? I would ask in return, are we again entering an era of concession and compromise?